I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Oh, I didn't think she'd ever fucking go. Oh dear, lovely. Welcome to the Bet Slip, Saturday the 7th of March. She's gone a week on my own, Cheltenham Festival. It couldn't be better, could it? Bless her. Lovely. And then you come home and the world is going fucking mental. A petition, I'm sure when they started change.org, the people didn't have in mind a petition for Pochettino to get his job back and be backed. What a load of old shit, honestly. See, things that people wonder why I swear. How can you not swear at stuff like that? It's just nonsense, isn't it? Absolute fucking nonsense. We didn't have the Friday sing-along. Missed it, didn't I? Missed it. I was too busy. Forgot all about it. Somebody reminded me on WhatsApp last night. Forgot the party. Forgot the Friday positivity. I had a good night last night. Won a good few quid. Lovely little late goal I put on Twitter. We got a lovely little late one at Waterford. And somebody said, why do they get more enjoyment when they're late? I think you do, don't you? You just resigned yourself to being beat. I'd actually coloured that cell red on my sheet, which is most unlike me, but it was sort of 93, 94 minutes, and I was trying to do some other bits, and on my sheet I'd already filled it red, and it's beautiful when you have to change it to green, and I'd had a good, decent few quid on that game as well, so it was lovely, beautiful. I'm going to have a good day today as well. I am going to have a little blinder today. I'm involved from about midday and I'm going to have an absolute stormer. I just feel it. Feel it in my bones. Spurs are going to then get beat this evening and damp it all down. I think Burnley are big. I can't see how Spurs can be favourites. I really can't. I just don't get it. Honestly, I can't see how we're favourites. I think they're big, Burnley, 2.86. I think the Arse are a good price as well, only 1.62, but I think that's a good price against the old carpet boys. Rest probably all about right. I think Wolves will beat Brighton comfortably, 1.65 about right. Southampton maybe a bit short against Newcastle. Sheffield about right. Palace, Watford, yeah, probably about right. Arsenal, a bit big, I think, and Liverpool, yeah, it's probably right. But see what happens with them. Right, I gave you three yesterday. Holmes, mentions. I do think Burnley are big today. I do think Arsenal are big today. I've got some goal bets for you if you want them. He says, did you see my little bit of on those on Twitter? Made me laugh this morning, Dio. If I'd known you were getting up, Lord Dio, at 5 o'clock this morning, you could have sent the flipping Bentley and taken the missus to the airport and I could have stayed in bed. I went to bed about one, up at four. Flipping ridiculous, and I'm not going to get to bed till 1 o'clock tonight. Where is it? I went to the old pen and paper method this morning, old spreadsheets, eh? Old spready boy. He's put me to the back of the queue, yes. He's got other people to deal with. Put me to the back of the queue. Right, what have I got? I can't even flipping remember myself. See, sleep deprivation this is. Right, first half goal at Fleetwood. Fleetwood, first half goal. 0-0, 20 minutes, Fleetwood. Then a first half goal. So if it is 0-0 on 20 minutes at Fleetwood, drip backing or drip laying a first half goalage. And then, I've got a little Cheltenham announcement for you as well, forgot that. And then, so many files open here. See, pen and paper. Pen, paper, Tippex. And then if it goes all goes wrong, just put it in the shredder and pretend that day didn't happen. There is it there. Just shred it. It's like the equivalent of deleting tweets, isn't it? Just shred it and pretend it didn't happen. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. See, I'm to the filling time, this is called. I'm master of it. Oh, my days. Got so many fun. Right, we've got the right one now. Right, Fleetwood first half goal. I've given you that. One and a half at Stoke versus Hull. So if it is 0-0, 20 minutes, Again, in that game, 20, 25 minutes, Stoke versus Hull, drip backing over 1.5 goals, and the same at Peterborough, drip backing. So all those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. Stoke, Hull, Peterborough, Portsmouth, 0-0, 20, 25 minutes, drip backing over 1.5. Either leave it or remove your liability on a goal. First half goal at Fleetwood, and I've got a 2.5 at French League One at 7 o'clock, at Dijon versus Toulouse. Dijon Toulouse over 2.5. That one through the first 15 minutes, back over 2.5, and then drip lay a and drip back over 2.5, and then lay remove your liability on a goal. Right, that's good, wasn't it? That was clear and flipping, clear as mud, wasn't it? Clear as mud. See, she's gone. I'm falling to pieces already. Cook myself breakfast, nice little BLT, but no bread. So you put the bacon, you get a couple of big romaine lettuce leaves, smother them with a little bit of crushed avocado, chop up a tomato, slice it, lay that on, fry the bacon, put the bacon on, bit of mayonnaise on the top, and then put another romaine lettuce leaf on top. You've got a BLT without the bread. It's beautiful. That's what I had. Lovely little number. Beautiful. Right, recipes. See, we're back to recipes. Singing, recipes, football tips, moaning about petitions. See, Trump talking about that coronavirus. Honestly, it's like somebody's got a hand up there and it's a fucking spitting image puppet, isn't it? He is absolutely thick as mince. Honestly. Thick as mince. And the Americans must be thicker because they put him in power. Honestly. Oh, how's my luck? Here we go. This is a little one. How's this? This is unbelievable. Those of you who have been long-term listeners to the pod, you know I went to Japan last year, booked to go to Japan, my mate's birthday. Yeah, I'll come with you, keep you company, go and see a rugby game, England-France, called off. Go to Torrey Pines with Sam, end of January, early February, get to the golf course, fog, no play. They did actually play later in the day, but we stood there freezing fog in the middle of San Diego. Next week is my annual trip to Dortmund, Dortmund Schalke. Got tickets for the Yellow Wall. Mate of mine books it up. 3 of us go. We basically go and have a good old drink up, watch the football, have a few beers, end the night going back to the go back to the hotel and put a few Germans straight. Easily done. Just tell them, easy. So you just sit in the bar and go, BMW's a shite. Just tell them the BMW's shite. Nobody shouldn't be allowed on the road. Piece of shit. Merc's alright, but if you were going to have a Merc, you might as well buy a Japanese version and get the Lexus, because the Japanese do everything better. Just do that, drink your beer and go to bed. They flip in there, yeah, that's it, problem solved. See, works every time, they get right wound up. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to Schalke, Dortmund Schalke. Who are we flying with? Flybe. My mate texted me last night, we've got no flights. He booked it all with Flybe to Dusseldorf. So now we can't get there. So now we've got to try and find some other flights. I mean, how is my luck? Everything I plan that involves going to see some sort of sport all goes up the shitter. So, yeah, flipping marvellous. Don't book anything with me. What was I doing? Horses. Right, there you are. Flipping marvellous, isn't it? Flybe. Gone bust. I didn't even know they'd gone bust. Missed that bit of news. Tend to go first class virgin myself. Right. Yeah, see, that was just flash, wasn't it? Cock. Ian, you're being a cock. You're a cock, you're a cock, you're a cock. Right. They've had a couple of big bets today, so I'm going to give you these. There's been some big money flying around this morning on some short prices. I do say at your own peril, it's at Hereford, which is soft, heavy in places. But they've had a big bet on some detail in the 440, I'm not going to tell you much, but it's four figures. So in the 440, some detail. In the 405, four figures have gone on Saint Devassi. And in the 340 at Ayr, on the 340 at Ayr, and I'm not making this up, I know people think, oh yeah. On the 340 at Ayr, Marone, they've had five figures on that. And I'll tell you what, that'll have been an operation getting them on this morning in the shops. They'll have had a squad out. So it's some detail, 440 Hereford, Saint Devassi 405 at Hereford, and Marone in the 340 Air, At your own peril, whatever you want to do is up to you. I'm just telling you the information. And then there's another one at Chelmsford, 7:30, if you want to throw it in the Yankee. There's been a smaller bet on Weekender at Chelmsford in the 7:30. So four short ones there today. Throw them in a Yankee, retire. Right, that's it. I think I'm done. I've done the horses. I did you the home mentions yesterday. Preston was one. I can't even remember the other two. Sorry, I haven't got it written down in front of me. I'm on a different computer now. I've moved stations. That's it. I've done the horses. I've told you about the petition. Oh, Cheltenham. Yes, sorry. Yeah, no, tomorrow. I don't know what time, but tomorrow afternoon I will open up and I will post, I will email a link and I will tweet a link to put your email address in for our Cheltenham Trends PDFs. We will be running those again. Monday night I will send out a full Trends guide for Cheltenham. And then Tuesday through Friday I will email you a PDF in the morning of all the qualifiers that day that correspond to the trends for that race. So rather than just make it carte blanche, I will set a page up where people can enter their email who are interested. I don't want to send it to people who don't want to hear from us. So I'll set a email page up tomorrow. I will send the link for that and tweet the link. You will need to enter your email address. You will need to verify your email address. If you use Yahoo and Hotmail, it will be a load of shit and you won't get it. And I'm not going to be chasing around all week trying to find it for you. I do suggest you use Gmail. And then Monday I will send out the trends PDF. So that will cover every race and any trends in that race, you know, last five, won by 8 year olds, whatever it may be, won the last time out, all that. So you'll have that, and then we will do the qualifiers for you this end and post out an updated daily Cheltenham PDF with those trends on. I will also be doing I won't be doing a live blog, but I'll be doing a blog every day with my bets, my actual bets. People who've been with me for years know that I throw a few quid at the Cheltenham Festival. It's one of my favourite sporting events. I will be sitting on my own, in my underpants, eating Doritos, watching Cheltenham, drinking beer. And then we'll have a big clean up before she gets home next week. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Right, have a lovely Saturday, enjoy yourselves. I'm going to have a good time up until about 7:30 when Spurs have lost to Burnley. Then I'll be miserable as sin, tweeting expect. And then I'll be back with you guys tomorrow lunchtime. Have a lovely little day. See you later.